Hello, this is a 5-minute podcast for beginner English learners by Nassim. Today, we want to learn about places in a city and around a neighborhood. Think of the place you are in. You may be at home, at work, or at school. You may beIn nature. Now imagine a neighborhood in a city. I live in a small city. My house is on a quiet street. There is a bakery next to my house. The bakery is between my house and a small market.There is a park near my home. Many families walk in the park. Children play on the grass. Some people sit on benches. There is a small lake in the park, and sometimes ducks are on the water. The bus stop is in front of the park. A bank is across from the bus stop. The bank is next to a bookstore. The bookstore is between the bank and a cafe. In a city center, there are many shops. People walk on the sidewalks. There are flowers.In front of some stores. A tall building is behind the cafe. My office is in that building. It is on the 3rd floor. In Iran, many neighborhoods have small shops near the houses. There is often a mosque in the neighborhood.Streets can be busy, and neighbors often know each other. In many cities in the United States, neighborhoods often have many public places. There are libraries in the community. Many people read or study in the library. There are also public parks near neighborhoods.Where people walk, run, and relax. You can often find a school in the neighborhood and a playground next to the school. Children play on the playground after school. There are also supermarkets on main streets, and many people shop at the supermarket.Some neighborhoods have a community center near the park. People take classes in the community center or meet friends there. You can also see bike lanes on some streets. And people ride bikes on these lanes.Cities in Iran and the United States are different, but people everywhere live in homes, walk on streets, relax in parks, and meet their friends at cafes. Next time you walk in your city or neighborhood, look around you. What places are near you?What is next to you? What is across from you? Learning English can start with the places around you. See you later.